This is News. I'm Alexis Grobe. Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament Tuesday, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister who resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations against her rule that descended into violent unrest. He also ordered the release of opposition leader Khaleda Zia from house arrest. The streets of Dhaka appeared calmer Tuesday, with no reports of new violence as jubilant protesters thronged the ousted leader's residence. As the country waited for a new government to emerge, a key student leader said protesters wanted Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus to head an interim government. Palestinians were killed in the West Bank as world leaders tried to avoid regional war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At least five Palestinians have been killed and around seven wounded by Israeli fire during military raids in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry says four people, including two 19-year-olds and a 14-year-old, were killed in an overnight raid in the village of Aqaba in the northern West Bank, adding an 18-year-old was killed in a separate raid in Jenin, a frequent flashpoint where the Islamic Jihad militant group reported heavy fighting with the army. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military. World leaders are trying to stop tensions in the Middle East from boiling over into a regional war after the killings of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index has soared more than 10% a day after it set markets tumbling in Europe and on Wall Street. Other world markets were mixed but appeared to have settled after the roller coaster start to the week. U.S. futures were higher and oil prices were little changed. Markets were mostly lower in Europe, but they logged strong gains in most of Asia. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met with his national security team Monday and spoke with the King of Jordan to defuse heightened tensions in the Middle East after a pair of high-profile assassinations. Israel's leader has warned the country will exact a heavy price if attacked by Iran or its proxies in the region. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Tensions are running high throughout the Levant, with Israel facing threats from Iran and along its northern border as its forces try to quash Hamas in Gaza after nearly 10 months of conflict. And in Washington, President Joe Biden is attempting to cool things down after last week's assassinations of two top anti-Israel figures.
The White House said over the weekend that it is committed to a hostage release and ceasefire deal that has so far been elusive, but emphasized that Washington stands ready to respond and has surged military resources to the region.
Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Thousands of supporters of Pakistan's imprisoned former prime minister have rallied in the country's volatile northwest to mark the first anniversary of his arrest and demand his immediate release. Monday's protest is part of Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or PTI, opposition party's campaign aimed at pressuring the government of Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif to free him. The rally was held in Swabi, a city in the Khyber province where Khan's party rules. It was one of the biggest protests since 2022 when Khan was ousted in a no-confidence vote in the parliament. An estimated 10,000 supporters of Khan were seen at the rally. Two Venezuelan opposition leaders who challenged President Nicolas Maduro became the focus of a criminal probe on Monday. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Venezuela's top prosecutor has announced a criminal investigation against the opposition's presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, and its leader, Maria Corina Machado, over their call on the armed forces to abandon their support for President Nicolas Maduro and to stop repressing demonstrators. Attorney General Tarek William Saab's statement tied the investigation directly to a written appeal the two members of the opposition sent hours earlier about Maduro and the demonstrators who have come out in force to defend their votes in the July 28th election. Authorities have declared Maduro the victor in last Sunday's election, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. I'm Norman Hall.
A test run meant to allow Olympic athletes to familiarize themselves with the marathon swimming course in the Seine River were canceled Tuesday over concerns about water quality in the Paris waterway. The cancellation comes a day after the triathlon mixed relay event was held in the river that runs through the center of the French capital. The portion of the Seine in which the triathletes swam is much shorter than the course for the marathon swim, which has races scheduled for Tuesday and Friday. World Triathlon released data Tuesday showing that when the triathletes swam Monday, the levels of fecal bacteria E. coli and enteroarchy were within acceptable levels. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.